Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone, and how is everyone doing tonight? This beautiful spring setting in each day now, and it feels like it's getting warmer. At least here it is, being three. Other people might be, what the heck, three? That's not very warm at all. But it is nice and sunny here, and 3 degrees is good for Toronto, I guess you'd say. But anyways, welcome everyone tonight to Telepathic Tuesday. And we're being guided in a journey of many, many new dimensions and stepping into higher states of consciousness every day. And this whole program kind of came together one day when I heard the master say to me that they wanted to speak in the moment and assist the many who are growing into a higher consciousness of oneness, and that they wanted me to come on the air and create a radio show that would be able to assist everyone to move into a group called Oneness Consciousness and to receive teachings and understandings of what is happening to the start of a new month. And so they chose, it just came about that day, and we want to start tonight. And I was like, what? Okay. So it kind of started on the last Tuesday of the month. And it actually, when I look at it now, it's the perfect time to start a Telepathic Tuesday, because it's the end of a month and it's the beginning of what is going to transpire in the new month. So I'm always happy to be on board for the Telepathic Tuesday, knowing that they're going to give us some direction and give us some preparation for the month flowing into the first week, which is usually a gateway, and usually containing also either a new moon, full moon, equinox, solstice, event. And so it's just timing. Since January, February, these higher beings seem to be moving into even higher frequencies with me as more and more of you begin tapping into this network. So starting the end of this month of March, which was an absolute zoom in month. My goodness, it was a 3-3 gateway. Actually, it started for me on the very first day of the month of March, opening with the message that this is the third month of a year of three, and it's going to be compounding every 3 days. So it started with the first day of the third month of a year of three. And the messages started coming through, preparing us for the 3-3 gateway. And every third day, like the 5th, the 8th, the 12th, the 12th, the 15th, the 18th, the 21st, it just kept going. And felt to me like I was going to be like a spin top in the room. But staying grounded and staying connected was really the teaching. I think that we were really brought into focus with for this third month of actually being in the alignment, staying balanced to the alignment that we're bringing in of our higher soul to our inner soul child, and being very, very anchored even deeper into Gaia. And moving into the stillness, it seems to me that they are really empowering this word stillness. It's not even going into stillness. I'm finding with the many healing sessions that I'm doing on Skype lately, it's really teaching how to tap into stillness and feeling the stillness, and then knowing that there's an essence that's moving in the stillness. And that essence that is moving in the stillness is actually our own essence of the higher presence that we're calling in. And so I remember a teaching that I got a number of years ago out in Saddle Lake, which is in Alberta, going out onto that reserve with the chief there many, many years ago. And it was a very positive message, but it just seems to me I was very young in at my growth of consciousness at the time. But I remember sitting there on Saddle Lake Reserve in northern Alberta near St. Paul, that remember who you are, and everything in your lifetimes is here and now. And so if everything in our lifetimes is here and now, it's really about remembering all the skills that you had, remember all the teachings that you either were delivered or the teachings that you delivered. And remember that all of these things, these teachings, these skills, these abilities are here within you now. And that the one that has the ability to transmit and transcend these skills, these teachings, these abilities, is the one that holds the light, that carries the light, and knows of the light within them. Very powerful message that the chief gave me just by stating, Nora, remember who you are. Everything in your lifetimes is here and now. And back then in 2010, it really didn't make too much sense. But here and now, it certainly makes a lot of sense, because we are moving and walking in spirit in the now more than we know. And as we breathe in their first breath in the early morning, when we wake up and we breathe in that stillness, we can just make that statement. I remember all my skills. I remember all my teachings. I remember all that I am in my abilities that will be pouring forth today with light, with love, and with harmony. My voice is starting to change. So many of you know who've had sessions with me that when the voice starts getting raspy or changing, it means the master's shifting the energy fields in my chakra body and stepping in to a higher frequency to begin speaking through me. And so I'm going to just wait on the word through stillness and bring in the word of the master. So maybe we could all just wait on that word together by placing our feet on the floor. Just connect to that crystalline grid system of our beautiful planet. And welcome in the higher stillness and the higher states around us so that we can all connect and all balance and all align to our higher soul as our foot chakras align into the grid system of the planet. Gather in the light that is moving around you. Through every breath that we breathe in is the vibration of this higher light essence that is moving around us. We are integrating more and infusing more, and we are releasing all that we have that added should know that no longer aligns to our inner fields. As we become more activated to the higher fields of light that we are breathing in this now moment of stillness. If everything is here and now of all my lifetimes in this beautiful crystalline grid system that surrounds my being and this beautiful crystalline grid system that my feet are anchored into, then I can remember these things that are within me. The moment I tap into the light of my crystallite soul, the essence of the crystallite coated particles that are sweeping by, though I cannot see them, I am in a knowing through the awareness of the stillness. And it is the breathing in of this light-coated particles of my true essence, of my soul being, that amplifies, nurtures, revitalizes while awakening, and those originating teachings, skills, and abilities are me in my humanness state to operate of. I need only breathe in the stillness become the word and its vibration of light. That flows through me now. And all other thought forms, all other programs and routines and patterns and habits and symbols they move into stillness also. And so that highest essence is there for me to breathe in to my heart, to my soul, to align to. Our body it should all be empty into you should know. We are gathered here in a hoop of oneness, surrounding the crystalline grid systems of this planet. We are in highest states of awareness now. We have opened our inner mind's eyes and activated the crystals of the pineal to transmit light in fields of consciousness in our entire chakra body. And we have opened our hearts to receiving a healing of that inner child who is no longer wounded, sad, in fear, abandoned, and desolate. But it was a child now who is awakening to all lifetimes in this now moment. And that inner child standing within the heart expands its breathing vibration of light. That I am here in this body. I am light in this body. I am reclaiming all my abilities in this body. I am remembering all my teachings as I am standing tall and bright and light. Vibrations are sparking through every particle of my soul essence as I am now stretching up taller inside the body. Inside my hands that are no longer taut behind me, hidden in fear, unknown of who I was. Now a child of light, I am crystallizing, I am magnetizing, and I am growing through crystal sparks and crystal seeds that have now begun resonating to the crystalline seeds of Gaia's kingdoms and Gaia's elements. And through these eyes, as a child of light within this body, I am nurtured by the love that I am receiving from many known and unknown, seen and unseen essences of light energy fields surrounding this human body. Who goes there? Was the word of a master. I am here, child. Was the response. Who goes there that I cannot see, but know is here with me of the light, was the small master's words. I am that I am in you, was the heavenly response delivered. Each blood now. And now on this third month of a year of three, a trinity of light vibrations from holiest realms will continue to light up those who are sitting within their hearts, alone, unknowing of who they truly are. Your soul is no longer broken and hidden. It is now standing. It is reaching up with arms of light and hands of spark frequencies to touch onto the sparks and crystallite vibrations in the crystalline web that you cannot see embracing you of your own ancient timeline, of your heightened masters who carry codes of knowledge and codes of your originating patterns of skills, abilities, and techniques that you are about to move and embark onto. For this month we are moving into is a four, an ascension frequency. And through this year of mastery, and the fourth being an ascension month, will you all be resurrected on that 21st day? In Shinsuruno, another gateway of a third day in a year of three. Amad Shitsuru and all who are in the highest states of freedom from old programs and old thought forms will be awakened and will be listening. And we'll be in the knowing that the door is open so that the master who sat there in stillness and heard the word of light vibrations in the wilderness, when he said, "Who goes there? For I am not alone any longer. As I traverse through the wilderness of my mind," and for some which traverse through the wilderness of higher dimensions, portals and gateways and universes, there will still be the essence of a higher presence awaiting your arrival to bring forward all the skills, all the teachings, all the abilities to bring forth onto others and to transmit and project onto all the kingdoms and elements and elementals on this planet. The one that holds the light is the one that ignites all abilities and transmissions of information onto others. On Mayachu Kurvatana, the Inchu Inso, your inner soul at the heart is expanding your heart every day, and you are breathing in more and more of this essence of the unknown and the unseen light of the I am that I am here within you now. it is your own essence of the I Am Presence that will be embarking a heightened vibrational flow of information throughout these next 10 days. For from this 10th day from today, we step into a gateway, the 4-4 gateway. Let us ask in our highest states of knowingness now, as we stand tall as a light beam within our sacred body. You be the beacon, you be the beam of light. It is who you are, for you have transformed more than you know. In this third month of this year of three. And as you stand tall with your light abilities and light essences and light strands of light codes of all knowing, you may ask and listen to the masters, for their word is a vibration. And the vibration is who you are.
Father, you should should to talk about it now. I should know.
We are here, children. We are more species of more dimensions. In strands of light particles that have begun arriving more often through sacred stargate portals that you are unknowing of in the realms beyond this galaxy. And as we are streaming down these light-coded particles into Gaia's crystalline grid system, a new mapping will be peeling away, and your footprints of your originating crystallite soul being will be tapped into your foot chakra of the human being. And on this 4-4 gateway, ascension to ascending to transcending will be your awakening of stepping into reality consciousness with your crystallite vibrations that you breathe through, revitalizing those originating skills and abilities and teachings that is all that you are in this here and now will be all that you see, feel, and recall when you are ascended into the light grid systems on the 4-4 gateway. There will be Merkaba tones and spinning wheels of light-coded vibrations that will be soaring across the sky on that Good Friday, Easter, Sunday. And you will be a part of those particles of light as they stream through your body, activating those DNA light codes that you have all been long awaiting their intelligences. Those who are sitting and waiting will stand in awe, and in humbleness will they gracefully move into oneness within their own child soul.
I'm on Chichirino, and those who have been running in circles, in distracted vibrations, will come to a halt. For the stillness will be empowering their footprints to cease action and to lock down onto their crystalline pattern. That quarter should go. Their crystalline frequency will lock into the crystalline heartbeat of Gaia, and she will fasten her crystalline heartbeat directly into their foot chakras crystals. With love, an emanation of awareness, of knowing and becoming a light being, will be resurrected, and they will no longer run and chase the circle of confusion of their mind. And those who have been seeking the higher soul's evolution and soul's purpose and soul journey will see the soaring sparks in the sky, will know the star elders and star nations are appearing in their dream state. No, children, in their wake state, while looking within the eyes of their own soul being, a mirroring image, a similitude, if you will appear within their inner mind's eye. And that knowing of that soul image and its mirror of light on the 21st day of this resurrecting, ascending month, will the child be born renewed and know I am everything of all my lifetimes here and now. I see all that I am as I sit here in stillness with my master, and its soul-to-soul connection showers me with my skills, teachings, and abilities. I am one beacon of light, ascended into the civilizations of many timelines. Yet all-knowing and all-being, I am sitting quite comfortably here in my human soul being, knowing all is in a transcended state of a consciousness of oneness. In Chidoro Padanda Kadana, that heartbeat of Gaia housing my crystalline footprint of my foot chakras holds me no longer in disguise, for she too will be enveloped into a higher ascended vibration of light codes on this 4-4 gateway and resurrection day of Easter. Tichiturono. To Kobazana, 2-2-1. Two souls of imaging similitudes of light quotients formatted into oneness to resurrect its originating frequency of love back onto the grid systems of the planet. In Chitano, the electromagnetic
vibration will pulse through all gamma rays and plasma photonic light frequencies will align all inner mind's eyes so that the crystals of the pineal will spark a higher focused awareness that we are not alone. We are traversing in operative states within our ethereal grid systems. Yet, we are walking in human states of our energetic body's grid system. And what of the auric field? Where is it now that it is transitioning in rainbow frequencies and calibrating to the crystal diamond vibrations in the crystalline grids of the planet? Did you know you are expanding in orbs of light? And did you know that your orb of light is touching my orb of light right now? And the essences of love, and the essences of peace. And the alignment is of oneness, consciousness.
Chidorobada day, kurbati chidurno, anada chidurno.
We are not alone. We are all in a hoop of oneness. You close your eyes, children, and see the multiplicities of who you are. And you can then say, with eyes closed, I remember all my lifetimes. I see in this here and now moment, who I am. I remember all my skills. I remember all my teachings. They are all aligned in all grid systems, in all dimensions, in all civilizations of all that I am. Balanced, aligned, and transcended within me. All the ethereal fields will become the breath of the frequencies of all that you are breathing in, of all crystalline essences. And these ethereal masters, heightened vibrations of gamma rays and plasma photonic frequencies floating within your ethereal fields, bathing, cleansing, purifying your auric fields, rejuvenating, regenerating, and realigning your energetic body fields into a oneness of light. Did you breathe in directly now to your ethereal body as the similitude of your master of light is no longer in the realms beyond, but is, yes, here and now, right within you. And you are breathing in its tones, its vibrations, and it is reclaiming within your own heart seed of who you are in this human soul. All virtues are being reclaimed. Your own higher templates of knowledge that you carried in those other grid systems outside of this field, here and now, are all vibrating and connecting and will be sewing into your inner body as the DNA RNA, as the higher pineal crystal seedlings, as the soul seedlings, and all other vibrations within your heart, within your soul being, begin expanding and breathing. An infinite cord of communication will arrive thereafter. I am here, child. I am bringing the knowledge. I am bringing the teachings. I am bringing cords of knowledge that have been hidden in templates that those souls will be reclaiming within their own vibrational tones. And the words written, the words spoken that they have within them will be calibrated and delivered amongst one another. In Chukurabarana, the word is a vibration of light. And the telepathic word will be of light, knowledge, wisdom, ability, and of coded light particles that will unveil to many of those who seek the quantum fields. They will find even greater virtues and aspects to telepathically transmit onto all others. Each teacher knows you are co-creating your ethereal bodies. Their holographic fields will become templates of golden footprints for you to follow and traverse and teach. And there will be strands and streams of divine timelines of mastery that will be seeping into all of your chakras, beginning upon the crown, entering into the third eye. Pineal crystals will spark a beam of light through that third eye chakra, as the heart incepts a golden vibration of a golden template, resurrecting divine knowledge. And you will say to one another, who is calling me from those ancient pyramids in Giza? Who is standing there in the desert sands waiting for my arrival? In Ichiruno, you will remember, you will co-create. An infinite mind of knowledge and wisdom will be born through your soul mastery as the holiest of holies of love arise in this upcoming fourth month. Each year you know another master is arriving. My vibrational tones are changing. It must be understood, child. We in the wilderness, we in the higher vibrations of light gridded systems can only reach into the souls and the hearts where the soul seeds are through stillness. You will become stillness more to receive these telepathic waveforms of knowledge. And as the plasma light formations pour through, your inner chakra bodies will become crystallized to fuel the crystallite soul that will be activated, not just standing tall as the child becomes the adolescent, and on Easter Sunday becomes the master. You will become crystallized. You will become magnetized. You will become oneness with your ethereal master soul. And when you have peace of mind and stillness vibrations flowing through your entire chakra systems, your crystallized grid system magnetizing your chakra system will align you and connect you to many other grid systems. And that is the Stargate portal doorway that this child has been delivered to. Your soul will see the Stargate portal and the door will be opened and your divine heartbeat will expand with love. And your inner child, who is now standing here and now within you, will embrace the masters of the infinite chamber rooms, knowing it is beginning its soul light journey of infinite love, infinite light, and all knowing, all the skills, all the teachings, all of the lifetimes. Ichikoya, I have you to know, I have you to know. Breathe in the patterns. Breathe in the sacred geometric forms. Breathe in the hues and the vibrations, the tones, the light languages, the voices, the faces, the beings, all that you see, hear, and feel, children, throughout this hour and onward until Easter. Breathe in your ethereal fields. They are magnetizing and amplifying your inner child's eyes to be awakened, to be in awareness, and to see all that you are once more as a master soul being living in a human form, walking on a crystal star planet, aligning to your crystal star nation. You will be in the highest state of tears of joy. You will be in the highest state of knowing all that I am is in this here and now. All that I say, I have said before, and I am reclaiming those words to teach the knowledge that I remember to all who come to listen. This will be your transition, children. This will be your transcending vibration. For as you ascend in the fourth month of ascension, you will utilize the stillness of the breath to stay in corridors and chamber rooms and portals and grid systems, and star beings, frequencies will hold you in a higher state to teach you And as you ascend and stand in stillness in their grid systems of your ancient ones and civilizations, seep in, permeate, integrate all that you can through your inner child's mind's eyes that become diamond crystals. And every facet on that diamond crystal in your eyes will behold the information. And as you spiral back down into the crown and to the pineal crystals within your inner third eye of your human child, your master soul essence will be telepathically teaching you, healing you, adapting you into the crystal diamond frequency. And every facet on every diamond of every crystal seed in every heart and every soul and every footprint will be magnetizing and synchronizing telepathic knowledge, wisdom. You will be the attracted vibrations to those wisdom keepers, gatekeepers, record keepers. Those will be the ones you will remember. And those are the ones that will be called in the chamber rooms to assist this planet's ascension. Aniyachu, Ahadana, breathe in these teachings now. Hold the stillness of all that you are in this here and now. Expand your heart of the many light crystals that have been activated in this teaching and transmit them from your heart to your hands, to your feet, into Gaia. Abati chudo do kuriya tirana. Feel the love within your body now. It is of light. And hold the essence. And breathe it in. Hold it at the belly. Breathe it even deeper in the belly. And breathe out. Any lingering old threads of your old self. But we're new beings. We're standing up night towers and beacons within our human form. And we are crystals in our grid systems. And we are in gratitude for all of the infinite masters who pour their vibrations and essences to connect us into the higher Merkaba frequencies each day now. Amadiyachudano, I am creating beautiful grid systems within the body. I am transmitting crystal light essences from my light crystal chakra body into Gaia and her kingdoms. And all the spark beings on her ocean floors and lakes and rock formations are dancing to the harmonic wave of ascension that is placed upon her now. And for all the winged and four-legged creepers, crawlers, they are generating an essence of their own sparks of light in stillness onto one another and onto Gaia's plant kingdom, rock formations. Atma Niyachirano, and all that we are of crystallite seeds sowing in our originating light quotients of intelligences will be resurrecting in this upcoming fourth month. Wiggle the toes a little bit. Just open the eyes and close the eyes if you feel more comfortable. Roll the shoulders around a little bit. And as you stretch your arms, like I am, I'm stretching the little child no longer. I am stretching the highest light being lined within me of crystal light, quotients and particles of intelligences, ready to tap into a new message, a new skill, a new teaching, a new ability at any moment and at every moment. For right now, remember who you are. Everything in your lifetime is here and now. There's been a beautiful message tonight from the Masters preparing us for the equinox frequencies that are going to continue to prepare us for the 4-4 gateway and through the next 10 days after that, for the Good Friday. So it's going to keep on preparing. What an exciting, escalating time this is. And it's just moving on such a beautiful wave right now. And we were thinking last year, boy, oh boy, we're getting pumped up. We're going, and never getting a break. Oh, then we have a break. Oh no, here we go, higher frequencies again. But we were fine-tuned last year, so that now, since this year has been on an escalating launch, it doesn't seem so hectic because we're in awareness and we have found stillness to tap into the vibration. And we balance that vibration so often now that it just becomes us. So I'm just so happy to have this telepathic Tuesday, as I said earlier, in the last week of the month, preparing us for the upcoming month, and that there's many people that have been tapping into the Master's teachings on the Stepping Into Mastery classes that I've been teaching, and more have been asking for some healing sessions. And so we're going to put together, I'm not sure whether it will be on the radio blog, but I am going to open up for all of you who are looking for healings online. I'm going to start this on April 11th. So right after the 4-4 gateway on that Thursday, we'll have a message for the 4-4 gateway the very next week on the 11th. There will be healing sessions online. It will be $20. And the chat room will be open. And I'll have a forum somehow, teleseminar set up so that we can converse and do a group session. It won't be so much one-on-one because of the being online, but it will be a group session where we can communicate on the chat. And all of the masters will be coming in and working on you as a group healing circle. This is to assist in preparing everyone for the balance of this year to not only have the teachings and activations, but also have a healing once a month. So I'm going to have also the healing online sessions once a month in the teleseminar activation, likely the second Thursday of the month, beginning April 11th. So you'll just have to tap into the website, iaminfiniteall.com, and get the information of how to register for that. And the 19th will be the new moon energy. So I'm going to move into the new energy throughout that heightened moon that comes in also on the Good Friday. So just a few little tidbits there. Just asking from the masters to bring together an alignment of all chords of the higher consciousness of each childless thing to arrive once more onto the crown chakra in a diamond crystal light frequency to pour down through the crown into the inner mind's eye to the pineal crystals and to spark light quotients into all those inner mind's eyes. And to send a projection out of the third eye onto the similitude in your ethereal grid system of your master soul. Connect. The light transmissions become telepathic intelligences. And your crystallite soul and its similitude in your ethereal body is there at any moment in time to transmit, awaken, and acknowledge all that you are. Take the hand, place them together in prayer form at the heart. Bow down to that master essence and its essence of light around you. Seals you in light. Holds you in love. And knows who you are. Let's give these beings a beautiful hand. I am so grateful for this message tonight. And I know you are too. Have a lovely evening, and we'll see you on the Gateway, 44 Gateway.